We'll join in an attitude of prayer and thanksgiving, followed by the Lord's Prayer that we'll pray together. Gracious, loving God, we thank you. Thank you for your love, for lack of a better term, your grace, the ability for you to create the heavens and the earth and give us this wonderful place to live in. And it was a perfect place. But the sin entered into the world after you created it. But the good news is you have overcome that sin by sending your very own Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, dying for our sins and dying for the resurrection. And because of the resurrection, we have hope. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. And boy, do we know that. There's a lot of them around. But fear not, for I've overcome the world, he said. So we take all this stuff that we're experiencing in these days and these times, and we use it for wisdom, grace, love, and understanding to keep on keeping on in Jesus' name. And thank you for the prayer that you taught to the disciples when you were here. As we pray the prayer together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.